So, hi everyone. My name is Maria Alejandra Albarracin. I am a project manager and publicist at Mr. 305 Records. How I got into the music industry, kind of started, I would say, in one of my first, in one of my second internships, actually. So I actually started at Academica. I would actually like to say that I worked at it with edutainment with Roth, and it was actually because of this project that I was able, you know, kind of like my first introduction to, okay, I have to reach out to some publicists to potentially get some people onto here, and then, and that was kind of like my first introduction to that. And then after that, so I was at Academica for 2 years as an intern. And then I went on to work to Telemundo for another year, where I really delved into everything. I got really lucky with the team that I was placed in, which was the entertainment team. I got to work social media on live TV and help with production, with sets, creating props, you know. Kind of getting that full run through on TV. And also part of that was also that I was kind of a journalist for them. I wrote a lot of pieces for them for their digital end, in Spanish or in English. I was interviewing a lot of artists, a lot of actors. That was a lot of fun. And then I was like, I kind of like this. I'm not sure if I want to be a journalist, but I'm really liking the people and this world, right? And so for a little bit of context, most media have this thing called New Music Fridays, which is every Friday, they release like their top 10 to 20 lists of new releases every week. And I was able to work on that on the Telemundo. And so that was like my other kind of step into, you know, talking with these managers and these publicists as they were pitching to me. And I would rank their songs at the end of every week. And that kind of inspired me to create my own project while I was there called New Artist Drop. I kind of realized that as I was getting these pitches from these publicists and these managers, I loved, loved, loved discovering and listening to these new artists. They were so small and I was like, whoa, like this is so cool. And, you know, as time progressed, I was able to see, you know, I was there for a year, but I was able to see how some of them really, you know, were growing. I was following them on social media. I was able to kind of build this relationship with them. And I was like, you know, this is definitely a world that I want to be a part of. So I created my project called New Artist Drop with them. And from there, I was just highlighting and interviewing artists on the rise, whether, you know, they were independent or signed to a label. And after that, I was like, okay, what's my next step? I want to be part of these artists, you know, their teams. What would kind of fit best for me? So the most interaction I've had with, you know, their teams was with their publicist. And I was like, you know what, let me try it out. I feel like it, you know, I'm heading towards a good direction there. So next I got like an internship again for another year at a local music agency, like publicity and marketing firm. And from there, you know, I was able to work on certain projects, whether it was do something for Daddy Yankee. I was able to do a press conference for Carlos Vives, do some, you know, back end work in terms of media. We had Nati Natasha, Jay Wheeler, and obviously some of the smaller end too, which were my favorite. So that's kind of how I got into this. And then I took a little break end of last year, did some traveling, and then got back, and now I'm here at Mr. 305 Records as a project manager and publicist for them, which is I have like both my publicity experience tied to it, and then it's like a whole different world from the label side there as well.
I am so proud of you because I saw you with your trajectory in your career ever since you're like a student, and now you're like super professional and you're working for Mr. 305 Dele. We have Gil in Spain. Gil, you had an awesome question, my friend. How about you unmute and ask?
What was the most famous person you have ever interviewed?
Interviewed? I'm not sure. Let me think. Actor or singer?
Let's go with either or.
Either or.
Yeah.
The one that comes top of mind right now is when I was a journalist. Well, first of one of them was Jay Weaver, which I ended up working on his team when I was at the agency. So it was kind of like a full circle moment. He was one of the biggest ones that I interviewed while I was there. Maui Ricky, I also was able to interview them when for Disney. And then I forgot his name. I'm so sorry. But you know the actor who was in the movie Cheetos? You know who I'm talking about? Him. Yeah, there you go.
Getting there. The list is going to grow. We have a question from Tunisia in Africa. This is Adam. Adam, go ahead and ask.
My question is, wait one moment. All right. What has been the biggest challenge in your career and how did you overcome it?
I would say my biggest challenge has probably been the moments where I haven't been able to speak up. I think that in this industry, you have to speak up for yourself and you have to get credit for your work and get credit where credit is due. And that's something that I struggled with for a little bit, but then, you know, I was like, I'm done. So actually, I'm still in college. I'm going to be graduating this year. And, you know, that kind of ties into it. You know, it was always, you're a student, so you have to be an intern. You're a student, you know, you're still in college, you're still in college. And I was like, I do not care if I'm still in college. I have more experience than most of the people will when they become a coordinator and when they graduate. I don't want to be seen as that anymore. So I had to, you know, speak up and put value to my work. And I had to, you know, be like, I know I'm in college, but I could still work. I, you know, you still have me fully available to do whatever you need. And again, I have the experience and I know I can do it. So I would say that's definitely one of them because you have to add value to your work and you have to speak up and fight for your credit because you worked hard for everything you've done.
Heck yeah, you have. So we have a question that got emailed from here in the States, and they wanted to know, how do you craft compelling narratives for artists and brands that you work with? What strategies do you use?
Listening to the song. Listening to the song is probably the most important part. Unfortunately, you can't pitch every song because imagine there's like 100,000 songs that are being uploaded like every day. And same with labels or with independent artists. You can't, you know, get the same coverage for every single song. But with that one special song that you listen to the lyrics and, you know, you hear it and you're like, okay, this is it. I can actually, you know, do something with this and you know, if it's the right timing, I'll usually just start by listening to the song. Let me read the lyrics. Let me see, you know, what they want to do with this. I hope that by this point I've had enough interaction with them that I'm able to understand what they really want to get out there. And I'll kind of just confirm that with them and make it tailored to the media that I'm pitching because I can't pitch, you know. I can pitch the same thing to all of them, but at the end of the day, if I want to get a good impact, let's say whether it's from Billboard or Rolling Stone or Variety, I have to pitch something really special to them. So it all starts from the lyrics. And I usually try to tie it with something personal in their life. You know, this was, you know, about them moving, you know, this is a representation of, you know, the rise of Latin music in the US, you know, that let's go ahead, let's cover this. So I think that would be like my main two ideas focused on that.
And this comes from me. How do you multitask? Because you have to do a lot of juggling in your job. So what is that like? What strategies do you use there?
Yeah. So, as I said before, so most of my background was in publicity, but now in this new role, I am doing project management, which means that I have assigned these three artists from the label and I have to make sure everything is running with them just besides publicity. And you know that's a lot of work because you know you have to upload the song, you know, ingest it, that's the term. So you know you pass it on to the distributor and the distributor sends it to all the DSPs like Spotify, YouTube, and such. And not only that, but there's marketing plans, there's advertising, you have to look over maybe some budgets, and everything. So I would say that handling all of that is you have to do it release by release. you have to start as soon as possible. The one thing that helped me is that last year, music starts, slowing down towards the end of the year. Everybody's going on holiday. I took advantage of that, got ahead as much as possible. And I feel like I've gotten into a solid routine of, okay, release. I have to do, the administrative stuff first, all this paperwork, and get all that done and leave publicity for last. And then, okay, next release, okay. And then kind of prep for that. But in no way will it ever be perfect because there's always going to be music and there is no set schedule. And you just never know what's going to happen next.
I'd imagine that, like your industry, it's probably historically majorly male. And as a female in this industry, one of the kids' message, this was from France. They wanted to know how does your company support and empower women in the industry? Because you guys are like very active. It's really cool following you guys on socials. But how do they do that?
So that's a great question. So at least one of the ways that has helped me, and one of the ways that I like to help others is that I'm actually part of a nonprofit organization called Women in Music. And we essentially make these events for women or for anyone who wants to support us, to kind of empower ourselves, to do networking, to continue. And I can say that this is one of the resources that has helped me probably get at least two of my jobs. There's a mentorship community within that you meet a lot of people. So I feel like that's one of the ways that's helped me. And there's always resources out there. It's not just women in music. There's another nonprofit called She Is the Music. So there's just like a lot of it. And I feel like in publicity, it's actually very women dominated, at least in Latin. It's very woman dominated. I've met very few male publicists. But as for, the other side being, executives and such, you do have to get your name out there. I have been in situations where you are the only woman in the room, but you're there, you're doing your job, and you have to do it, and that's what matters,
Solid advice. Solid advice. Okay, so we have another question from Africa. Adam, go ahead and unmute to ask.
I'm not the, so my second question is kind of it has kind of a relation with my first one. Looking ahead, what is your biggest goal and how do you plan to achieve it?
I'm still trying to figure that one out. I have a general idea of what I want to do. I'm just trying to choose what route I want to go to. I will say I'm very happy where I am right now, and I really don't have any plans on leaving. I want to continue to grow within the company because I have so much left to learn. There's just you learn something new every single day. But I think eventually down the line, when I know the time is right and then I know that I've learned everything I've had to learn, I would want to open my own business with my established name at that point. I'm just trying to decide right now if I want to go the managing route or the publicity route.
Very cool, very cool. We have a question from Sasha. Sasha's in Spain. Go ahead and ask your question.
In what age have you started to think about being a journalist?
I'll be honest, it wasn't in the plans. It was never like I wanted to be a journalist. The way that internship program worked is that you didn't really get to choose what team you were a part of or where you got placed. So I think I just got really lucky. My previous experience had been, with Academica and working with Roth and everything, but I was never a journalist per se. So that really challenged me to do that, and I'm glad it did. But I didn't really choose it. But again, things happen. Things happen for a reason. But I was 19 when that started.
Very cool. One of the kids, they wanted to know if you could collaborate with any artist, past or present. For PR wise, who would it be?
Oh, wow. That's a hard question. I would probably say, coming top of mind, probably Shakira. Because she's not just a Latin artist, she's not just a general market artist, she's literally a global artist. And I mean, publicity has changed a lot since, her peak, because there wasn't social media like how there is now. It was more focused, on print media and all of that. So I think it would have been interesting to kind of see how that played out. And obviously, TV had a bigger role than there is now. So I think that would have been interesting too. And award shows were more popular back then, which is where she got a lot of iconic performances of. So I think that would have been really cool to experience.
That's cool. Before I forget, where can the kids learn more about Women in Music, your nonprofit?
So Women in Music. You womeninmusic.org.
Okay.
You can join there. I think if you use it correctly, everything you need is there. It's also global. I know we have a lot of global students here, but there are chapters everywhere in the world. There's chapters in France, there's chapters in South America, North America. So if you go on their website, you can see. And my advice would be reach out to the names that you see on the website, shoot them a message. You're a student, so you have that advantage. So you could be like, oh, I'm a student, I'm learning, I want to learn more about you. And they're not going to ignore you.
So, and we'll put out information regarding that when we send out this recording. So you might have experienced this with me, the differences in generations as far as the influence and use of digital streaming and social media as a tool. Do you see a disparagement between generations as far as your skill set and your knowledge compared to the older generation and what they know and don't know when it comes to social media?
I think definitely, but I think it's also a case by case basis. I think, there are people who are really passionate about it and who will definitely adapt to it, because it's their job. At the end of the day, they have to adapt. If not, but I also think it's kind of inevitable. At the end of the day, it's different. If how are you going to make a social media plan for TikTok if you don't use TikTok? So I think there's definitely that disparity, but I think it all balances out if you have the right team, which I think could be a good thing.
Very good. Okay. So, before we let you go, I always ask this, you know this of all my guests. So, what kind of advice would you give to these kids as they go off and figure out what they want to do with their lives?
Don't let anyone say that you're too young to do it because you're not. I would say the younger the better. Like I said, I'm still in college. This is like my first, I have an actual job and I have my years of experience in this. But if I would have let someone stop me just because, oh, you're a student, you have to wait until you graduate, then I wouldn't be where I am now. So I would definitely say you're not too young to start something. You're not too young to become an artist and to start, recording songs. You're not too young to start reaching out to professionals in the business if this is what you want to do. You're not too young if you want to be a journalist, to reach out to, publicists. Oh, hey, can I interview this, maybe for a little blog that I want to make? Just don't let that stop you. It's honestly just a mental thing. You just have to like push forward because at the end of the day, like if we're going by everybody's plan, you have to make your own path because if not, like you can't wait for others to do it for you.
Wonderful advice. Wonderful advice. And again, I am so proud of you. And I can't thank you enough for connecting with all these students around the world. Guys, before I let you go, check out edutainmentlearning.com. We have a lot of good guests coming up. I'll update. We have a lot of guests that I have to still put on the calendar. So definitely save that in your browser. But before we let you go, before I end the meeting for all, can we all unmute and say thank you to Maria for taking time out of her day to come talk
Thank
to you?
you. Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you
Thank you
so
so
much.
much.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thanks.